Chapter 7. Cases and Clinical Applications. Diagnosis and Testing. In order to determine if any method of treatment is working, we must have a system for measuring results. Western science has taught us that the only way to confirm change is through a standardized system of measurement. Changes in vision may be slow and subtle, and therefore require ongoing monitoring by both you and your eye care specialist. There are many ways to measure the condition of the eyes. Ophthalmologists have a series of complicated evaluations and examinations that assess the health and functioning of the eyes. In my clinic, most patients have already been diagnosed by a Western physician who thoroughly examined and tested them. I perform simpler tests that can be done rather quickly and efficiently. I prefer to leave the major testing and evaluations to ophthalmologists. In many cases, you can use your eye doctor to monitor your improvement. For example, if you are diagnosed with chronic open-angle glaucoma and are working on lowering your intraocular pressure, you can have him or her monitor your pressure. In other cases, you can check your own progress using eye charts and Amsler grids. Following are some of the more simple tests that I find useful. Visual acuity testing, the eye chart. Visual acuity testing shows how clearly you can see at a given distance. The results of the test are expressed as a fraction where normal visual acuity is 20 over 20. This means that people with normal vision can see the entire chart clearly from 20 feet away. If your vision is 20 over 100, this means that what you can see clearly at 20 feet is seen clearly at 100 feet by people with normal vision. Visual acuity can be tested for near and far vision. Near vision is tested from 40 centimeters away, reading distance. Far vision will determine how well you can see into the distance. Sometimes, with treatment based on Eastern medical principles, both near and far vision will improve. Sometimes only near vision will improve. And sometimes only far vision improves. I often see difference in improvements in one or both eyes, so it is important to test each eye, as well as near and far visual acuity of both eyes. Visual acuity testing should be done prior to commencing treatment. I use standard ETDRS, Early Treatment of Diabetic Retinopathy Study, and Snellen eye charts in my clinic, but any standard eye chart can be used for testing at home. The objective is to have a clear baseline of what you are able to read. This may be worth doing a few times in order to establish a correct baseline of your current visual acuity. Once you have this, you can test again after you have started your treatment to measure improvement in your visual acuity. Different methods may yield different changes over time. For example, acupuncture will usually yield the fastest results of any therapy for visual acuity for most chronic eye conditions. Retesting visual acuity after a few days would be appropriate. Using other methods like nutrition, Chinese herbs, eye exercises, microcurrent stimulation, etc., may take longer, and therefore it would be appropriate to check the visual acuity on a biweekly or monthly basis. In most cases, there should be some improvement in 12 weeks or so. For more acute conditions, visual acuity can be checked sooner. Vision field testing. Vision field testing is done to evaluate the amount of space within which something can be seen when the eyes remain fixed. Most conventional eye doctors use a Humphrey for vision field testing. It does provide accurate results and is the industry standard, especially since this is what most ophthalmic and optometry schools use. In my clinic, I use the Perimetry Octopus 123 for vision field testing, because it gives an easier presentation for the patient to understand. It also provides me with more specific information than the Humphrey is capable of offering. I find that people's vision field usually improves first, followed by acuity, color, and brightness. Vision field testing simply allows us to know in a relatively short period of time if treatment is working. If a person's visual field shows some degree of improvement, then he or she is responding to therapy. If there are no observable changes, then the present therapy most likely won't help. For instance, acupuncture, supplements, eye exercises, etc. Color vision testing. The purpose of color vision testing is to detect an inability to distinguish colors. I use pseudo-isochromatic color cards by Dr. T. L. Wagner called Color Vision Testing Made Easy. To pass, a person must correctly identify the shapes in 8 out of 9 cards. Initially, I did not use color vision testing until many patients reported that their ability to differentiate colors had improved with treatment. In order to confirm these reports, I began to test the color vision and found that people were indeed seeing colors better. Amsler grid. The Amsler grid is a grid of lines used to test for age-related macular degeneration, ARMD. Each eye is tested individually, with any perceived distortion of the grid considered to be a positive test. Using an Amsler grid is the simplest way for people with ARMD and Stargardt's to monitor their progress. Subjective findings. Subjective findings are noticeable differences perceived by the patient that cannot be measured by an observer. These are qualitative changes rather than quantitative. When people describe qualitatively how their vision is improving, it is worth noting these reports. If you are testing yourself at home, it is worthwhile to keep progress notes or a vision log. Qualitative improvements that occur in most patients seem to be grossly overlooked by conventional medicine. Everyone's experience is unique. Your subjective findings do count. Objective findings. Objective findings can be measured and observed by others around you. When your eye doctor tests your eye pressure for glaucoma, the results are quantifiable objective findings. This means that a consensus or agreement can be reached as to the progress being made. Modern science is based on the idea of objective, quantifiable data. In order for something to be scientifically proven, objective findings must be quantifiable and reproducible. Objective findings are the hard evidence that confirms existence. In treating the eyes, it's good to have objective reports that can confirm vision improvement. Chinese medical diagnosis. Chinese medicine uses the 4 pillars of diagnosis to determine the underlying pattern of a given eye condition. These pillars are 1. Looking, observation. 2. Listening and smelling. 3. Asking, inquiry. 4. Palpation, feeling. When observing a patient, a traditional Chinese medicine practitioner looks at body type, demeanor, tongue, complexion, spirit and energy, skin, hair, nails, etc. We listen for the volume and tone of the voice, breathing rhythm, and digestive sounds. A third way to get information from a patient is to ask questions. Finally, palpation of the skin, limbs, abdomen, muscles, acupoints, and pulse is performed as the 4th means of acquiring information. Once this information is gathered, the practitioner will look for patterns of disharmony that underlie the chief complaint. For example, a person may have dry skin, dry stool, dry throat, thin pulse, red tongue with a dry coat, and be diagnosed with ARMD. This would most likely be a pattern of insufficient liver blood and kidney yin. Another person diagnosed with ARMD could have loose stool, chronic fatigue, edema, dizziness, heavy limbs, and lots of gas and bloating. This person's pulse is slippery and weak in the first position, and there is a swollen pale tongue. This person has a pattern of central qi sinking with damp accumulation. The two patients would be treated completely differently based on the pattern diagnosis.